Hey, Richard, can you hear us all right?
Yeah, I got you.
All right. We are now joined by tonight's race-winning crew chief, Richard Boswell. Richard, Chase had a lot of speed tonight. Talk about that speed and, how he was able to get across the finish line there in first tonight.
Yeah, I think just a testament to all the guys at Stewart Haas Racing that worked their guts out all year long. You know, we kind of talked this week, and this is the 7 best race cars we're going to try to bring to the racetrack for the next 7 weeks. And you know, I think tonight showed how good everybody we have at Stewart Haas Racing is.
All right, we will go to our media for questions. We'll kick it off with Jacob Seelman. Go ahead, Jacob.
Thanks, Ross. Congratulations, Richard. Obviously, a night like this, Chase makes you look really good. But what's the biggest thing you've seen or biggest point of growth that you've seen out of him as a driver from where you guys started the year to where you guys are now in the playoffs?
I don't know that I've seen much of a change in Chase this year. I think last year, probably in this race, I saw a big change just in confidence. I think we came here and felt like we had a second place car to Christopher Bell all night. had a speeding penalty at the end that prevented us from finishing where we should have. But I think that was probably the biggest change in confidence that I've seen in Chase over the past 2.5 years that we've worked together. Just it gave him the ability and the confidence to realize he could race with those guys. And I think it's shown all year, quite frankly.
All right, next up we'll go to Dustin Long. Go ahead, Dustin.
Thank you. Richard, with having a car that was described as a rocket ship during that last stage to – when other cars started pitting, is it easy to stay out even with the time differential with the tires just because you have the best car and that's an easy call? Or how can you explain how you played that and why so?
Yeah, no, I thought it was too early to put another set on. And, you know, history tells us that 5, 6, 10, even 12 laps, if you have the ability to cool those tires under caution, they can still fire off pretty fast. So I wasn't doubting that decision one bit. I felt like that was the right decision. I felt like regardless of the guys that came to put tires on, they were going to come out so far behind us that 5 lap better tires wasn't going to help them anyways.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, next up we'll go to Zach Albert. Go ahead, Zach.
Yeah, thank you. I was just curious. Chase had come out early in the season and said that his target was 8 wins, and now here you guys are. What kind of factors went into that? He has said it has motivated him, but were you involved in kind of that goal setting, and what was your reaction when he pulled that number out?
It was an aggressive number, for sure. And Chase's, I think you guys all know, is a very humble guy. But for him to come out and say that, he believed in this team, he believed in himself. And I think we've all used that. You know, that's been the number we've all been shooting for. And now that we've hit it with 6 races left, you know, the sky's the limit. So I'm proud of him. I think that there's a fine line in racing of being cocky and confident. Chase has never done one thing in my eyes to come off as cocky. I think he's an amazing young man. He is extremely humble. He comes from a humble family, a great family. And anybody that took that as cocky or arrogant just doesn't know Chase Briscoe well enough. So I was proud of him for that goal.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Do we have any final questions here for Richard? No? All right, Richard, thank you for your time and congrats again.
Thank you, guys.
Good.